Welcome back to Sports Out the Wazoo, sponsored by Capone's. We just wrapped up some NBA talk, and now kind of shifting our way on over to a little NFL talk. Obviously, Chris, as you mentioned before the break, Texas Stadium was blown to shreds. I know Blake was over here shedding tears. 39 years, sad, I believe.
A lot of history went down.
A lot of Super Bowl rings.
A lot of concrete went down as well when that thing blew up.
Did you see? There's a video of that from inside. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know how they.
You know they charged.
Forget the camera. We'll get it later.
They charged all observers there. To be able to watch
Texas,
that.
What, there was what, like 20,000 observers who showed up?
And I don't know how much they charged.
You know, it's so funny because...
Well, it was an 11-year-old got to
he
the
did.
Plunger on that.
He probably thought he was playing his Game Boy or something. He probably didn't even know what he was doing. The funny thing is, and I don't know, it's ironic.
What does this button do?
It's on a whole different level. But like the Charlotte Coliseum got blown up, what, it was 3, maybe 4 years ago now? I can't remember how long ago it was. Look, I love that place.
I had a lot of memories growing up and
going to Hornets games with my dad and my brother and just having a blast going to Hornets playoff
largest
games.
Largest arena in the U.S. for a professional basketball team.
Yeah.
It was like sat like 22,000 and some.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous.
The thing that I remember when the Hive was blown up is the reason it was blown up because, you know, in Charlotte there's Bojangles Coliseum where part of the SoCon tournament is played. And look, it's decent enough on the inside, but it's a lot of people kind of look at that in Charlotte and say it's kind of the sore, you know, it's kind of a sore spot when you look at the skyline and when you look at, you know, that place, that area around Charlotte. And so people said, hey, keep Charlotte Coliseum, blow up Independence Arena. But the problem was the Coliseum wasn't what was worth money. It was the land, and that's the land was worth more than the building itself, which is very true of Texas Stadium, because Texas Stadium, look, it wasn't worth very much money. I mean, it was worth a lot of money, millions, tens of millions of dollars, but compared to the land and what you could build on that land, it was worth so much more money, so you blow it up, and that's where that comes from. But the thing is now, I started to wonder, you know, the stadiums we have in major sports today, whether it be baseball or the NBA, because we used to have some old NBA stadiums when you think of like the Boston Garden and the Great Western Forum out in L.A. Will we ever see another stadium that was built recently, maybe even 10, 15 years ago, maybe even older than that, maybe 20 years ago?
Starting with 90, the new stadiums built in the 90.
Will we ever see another one that will stand the test of time and will become a Wrigley Field, will become a Fenway? And I started to wonder, and to me, I can't think of one in the NBA. I can't see another time when there'll be another Boston. Maybe the Staples Center. The Staples Center is the only one. Madison Square Garden.
Madison really came to mind. I think Madison Square Garden might stay around.
There's been talks
for
forever about making Madison. You know, this isn't the first Madison Square Garden. This is like Madison Square Garden 4 or 5.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Yankee Stadium. They constantly rebuilt it and remodeled, and it's completely different from what it used to be. There's luxury suites in there now. And so I wonder, will there ever be one that's just, you know, it'll stand the test of time? And I can't think of one in the NBA other than maybe the Staples Center, United Center, where the Bulls have played. I could see one of those just being, because they're larger cities.
Follow the diehard fans, too.
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest thing. Because any city, and no, not knocking on certain fans, but Staples Center might stay around. Although, yeah, I mean, with the movie stars, they could get picky, but it could stay around just because the Lakers are the Lakers. Madison Square Garden, because of the New York fans there. United Center, I mean, Chicago fans.
Chicago fans are out of their mind.
Yeah, they're out of their mind.
That's what they call it, the Madhouse on Madison. That's the nickname.
That's nifty.
I mean, they were out of their mind. Blackhawks fans, too. I mean, they're crazy.
But, I mean, I don't know. I don't think the Rose Garden would stand the test of time or anything.
I know that's the only
lines.
Other one. The Rose Garden's been there for a while in Portland.
Yeah,
and it's seen some remodeling.
They've seen a lot of things go on there. Indiana's got
Conseco Fieldhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
one of the most unattractive buildings inside in all of the NBA.
They have like a whole mall
a lot of
in
concrete.
There, they have
the building itself on the outside looks very nice. It would stand the test of time aesthetically and architecturally. Not that I have any idea of what that stuff means. I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
Those are just words. You found them on Webster's.
There was a little alliteration
they rhymed
and worked together. In baseball, there's a couple in baseball I think might.
Yeah,
Camden Yards comes to mind.
Yeah.
I think PNC might stand the test of time as well. That's a very beautiful ballpark.
Beautiful and awful baseball is played there.
It is. It's a real shame. It's a real shame.
You got to think ones along the water might stay there the longest.
San Francisco's another one I forget. Yeah.
What is it?
AT&T Park.
It's changed a couple times.
You know what's funny? You know what the tie-in to all of these buildings are they're very I don't want to say they're not blah. They're not very mediocre in the way they look, but they have very, I guess, I don't know, they use
There's not a whole lot of anomalies or little gimmicks.
No, they use materials that stand the test of time in stone and brick. And so, like,
well, you got to think
AT&T Park, PNC, Camden Yards, they're all built that way.
You got to think that Yankee Stadium's going to stay around for a while, considering the fans and how much money they put into it.
And the way it's built, I think that's got a lot to do with it, too. I mean, you look at a stadium now, like that spaceship they built in Chicago after having Soldier Field for so long, new Soldier Field, whatever they call it. Could you imagine that 70 years from now? Of course not. That thing would look
like... What is it, Tropicana down in Tampa Bay, where it looks a spaceship landed and like crushed half of whatever was
on the side? No, exactly. Same thing with Houston.
Orange or something.
Look, I love Minute Maid Field or Tropicana Field or whatever they call it these days.
Sure
it used to be Enron Field. It's Orange Juice Field, whatever you call it, OJ Field. The thing about it, when it was first made, it was beautiful. You had brick inside. You had a train track running through it. You had the half roof. But you know what? 60 years from now, that stadium probably won't fit in. It won't look right. But Yankee
it doesn't
Stadium
look right now because it's got a hill in the center field.
That too. Yankee Stadium is one I think you hit right on the head when you look at it from an architectural standpoint. It's all stone. There's nothing about it that seems glitzy or glammy or flashy. Yeah. It would look just like it was just built 80 years from now.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? And I can agree. And obviously, Wrigley's going to eventually have to get torn down. They thought a few years back when all that foundation
everything started
was cracking
to fall apart.
Yeah,
that was a bad.
That could
I mean,
be
somebody's
the end of it.
Probably, unfortunately, going to have to die before they redo anything at Wrigley.
Fisher, if you are a fan in anywhere, say you live anywhere in the country, would you rather go to a place like Fenway where you got to walk through a bathroom stall in a back hallway and walk over some rats to get to your seat? Or would you rather go
and buy a hot dog that's been like 8 days old?
Exactly. Fenway Frank for $13.
Yeah, $13, $10 beer.
Or would you rather go to a park like Minnesota where it's brand new, it's nice and spacious, a lot of room, you get a cup holder if you need it and all this crazy stuff, restaurants?
Minnesota in November.
I think it all depends on the type of fan you are. And you brought up Fenway, I'm a huge Red Sox fan. So going to Fenway, would mean just everything in the world to me.
Mystique.
The Green Monster.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing to a Boston Red Sox fan, there's nothing in the world that compares to Fenway. But on the other side, you've got the luxurious fan, the fan that casually goes to the games, that likes to go and sit in the nice seats and have the drink holder that'll feed you or whatever. But what I was going to bring up, just brought up the Minnesota Twins getting
Target
their new
Field,
home.
Yeah.
The Humphrey Dome is just ready to collapse. I mean, the Metro Dome up there in Minnesota.
Yeah, that one wasn't standing.
It's pitiful.
I would hate to see
it's been around for a while, and I'm guessing that it'll be the next to go.
Well, you know what? And I think you made a good point too. I mean, as just a fan of sports in general, I'd love to be able to go see. I mean, how much money I ever could have. I mean, if I had unlimited resources, be able to see each and every arena or venue. But ultimately, if I have to say, all right. Being the fan that I am, I'd much rather go to the old Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park,
right. I mean,
Wrigley Field, something like that,
like,
where it has history and it has value, and you feel
I think it's something good to visit. But like as an everyday, as a Braves fan, I love going to Turner Field. It's a pretty new stadium. It was built in '97, so it's not brand new anymore, but it's pretty good.
It'd be like driving a classic car or driving a brand new car.
Yeah.
They both have worth.
But I was able to go to Wrigley over the summer, and that was
classic cars a little bit cooler.
To see Wrigley and everything that's going on.
It's one of those things where you walk into the stadium and immediately you feel like you're
just the history.
You're part of history.
Part of history. You feel like you're going to watch something special, even if the game ends in a 12-2 route. It's not about that.
You saw a game at Wrigley. Yeah.
See, well, yeah. I mean, when I went to Yankee Stadium for the first time, and I saw those old beams and some of that old concrete. Yeah, a lot of it was cracking. Sometimes it smelled like pee. But either way,
But you thought the things that's went
Babe
on
Ruth
here.
Pee-pee.
Babe Ruth threw up his hot dog right in that corner. maybe that was just a little kid.
He probably did.
But either way, I mean, you could really feel that there's history there, and it felt like those places are so much more tight-knit. They didn't have the luxurious foot space and leg room places do now. Yeah, you have
you're cramped,
but you make friends really quick because you're like, hey, friend, how are you doing? You're in my bubble.
One of the funniest people I've ever met in my life at Wrigley because we're sitting right on top of each other. And the bleachers out there, it's general admission, so you just run out there and get the best seat you
can. Plus, I think the dynamic that's been changed, Yankee Stadium, a lot of complaints about Yankee Stadium, and something I still have that's my biggest complaint is the fact that it's not on the field as much. People want to be in the action. Back in the day, you were pretty much face-to-face with the batters.
Well, look at
Fenway.
There's absolutely no foul territory. And a lot of
there's
teams,
no room to run. And
a lot
that's
of teams hate that.
Yeah.
But it makes it for the fans. And I don't know. It's one of those things to me.
That seems like a coast thing. There's no foul territory on the East Coast. Tons of foul territory on the West Coast.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
LA's got a lot.
want.
The thing to me, honestly, like
San
I look
Francisco,
at
San Francisco, Oakland.
I look to Detroit, and they, you know, they got brand new Comerica Park, which is nice, and that maybe that one will be around for a while because it's pretty.
In Detroit, they like to let things run as long as possible.
I mean,
look at Tiger Stadium.
Run the legs
Detroit,
off of
Detroit has some character to say
the ugliest.
But you know what? When you think back to the old Detroit Tiger Stadium, when I can just remember. I mean, I remember growing up, and I think it was about 10 years ago that they moved out of Tiger Stadium. But I can remember looking at that place and saying, "Man, that doesn't look very nice." But I'd love to go to a game there. And yeah. I those are the times where I wish. I love what Boston has done. I love what they've done in deciding. You know what? Let's not build a new stadium. Let's make the most of what we have. And they're continually improving it, making it nicer.
It's not like they don't have the money to renovate.
No, I wish Detroit would have done that. I wish Detroit wouldn't have let Tiger Stadium
Detroit,
just fall apart.
In all honesty, Detroit was the last real – I mean, it had the look of an old stadium, almost like a polo grounds or whatever. Beams coming down and
kind
of in the middle
like
of the fans.
Field. I mean,
it looked a lot like Ebbets Field.
Polo grounds where it's 220 down the line, 570 to center field. Yep. Who knows?
Back in the day. They had a lot of pool hitters.
I always remember about Tiger Stadium. They had the flagpole in center field, which
the second deck that hung over the right field, so you could catch a home run and should be probably a flyout.
I don't know. It's definitely interesting. I agree with all of you. I love the comparison Brian makes: classic car versus a new one. You get a classic car, you know it's going to have some quirks. It might not run all the time. You might have to kick it to get it to start. But once you're in it, you're going to get some looks. You know, somebody's going to look your way and say, "Man, is that a '56 Corvette?" And you're like, "Yes, it is." And it runs.
Yes, it is, ladies.
And I got it to start. You should be proud of that. So it's definitely
hurry, hop in before it stalls.
It's definitely a coin toss. I'm going to say, if I had to choose, I want a vintage park. I want to go to Wrigley. I want to go to Fenway. I want to go to Yankee Stadium every day.
You want that '56 Corvette?
I want to visit an old place and go to a new stadium.
All right, maybe we'll take a road trip. We'll start it now. We're out of time. We're going to take a little 5-day break. Does that sound good?
A little
good
hiatus.
To you guys? Yeah, we'll be back
sabbatical.
On Monday, same time as always, 6 o'clock right here. Hey, if you miss us between the week, you can check us out on Twitter and Facebook. Head on over to wasurocks.com/sportsoutthewazoo. Also, you can get caught up to date with the podcast. If you miss any show, head on over to iTunes, keyword Sports Out the Wazoo as well. For Brandon, Blake, because Eppes wasn't here, so Brian did a great job. Brian, thank you, buddy.
Good job, man.
We'll see you guys on Monday right here at 90.5 WASU FM and WASURocks.com. See you on the other side.